Here's one of our great itinerant kind of disciple, kind of fun missionary gals. She just came back on her 15th trip from Egypt, and we wanted to get a good report.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you guys, and I just want to encourage you in this, because God can take our little effort and just really multiply it. Anyway, I'm coming up to my 6th year of working in Egypt, and I was there in the revolution, I was there in the massacre, and then I just went back again. And like Pastor said, this is my 15th trip. But you know, I work full-time in a mission office, and when God started to tug on my heart for Egypt, I took all of my extra time. You know, I go on all my vacation over there, and I work missions over there in Egypt separate from my job. And I just want to encourage you, when you know, with those extra minutes, with those wasted minutes or whatever, you know, invest them into the Lord, because he is really, really increasing and multiplying everything that's happening over there. The next point I wanted to make is that prayer is like everything. Pastor was talking about it. The fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And when I was over there, the first like 4 days we were over there, we experienced thwarting. And I had to look that up to see what that was. And it's a counter attack against the plan that's in place. So here we are in motion, following what God had for us. But the devil, the enemy, was throwing thwarting our way. And every day that went by, I knew that was happening to us. Well, we got up and we had to fly from Cairo into the middle of Egypt, down halfway down the Nile, which is where I basically am working, into really remote areas. And we hit a sandstorm, and we were flying for 90 minutes, hovering over an airport in this sandstorm. And we could tell we were being thwarted from landing. And then the pilot says, well, I'm sorry, you're not going to land here today. We're going to go on down to Luxor, which is where Ramses is buried. And I'm like, oh, this sounds good, but I really don't want to go there, okay? I want to be where the work is. So anyway, we started to intercede with a plane full of Muslims on there. You know, we were interceding, and literally my teammate could feel the angels, like as we started to dive down, pushing the angels, pushing us down to that. And we landed and we got there like 90 minutes late. But that is because, thank God for technology, because I send out prayer updates to you guys through my husband and through my phone. It's just like, we need it right now. You know, help us push on through with that prayer to thrust us on through. So please don't take it lightly. I mean, it's the difference between a bumpy path, between opposition and all these things, that it just really forces us right on through. Well, on this trip, we saw 60 salvations, and it was in different kind of settings. It was in youth groups and things like that, so praise God for that. I bought my first water buffalo, which I was so excited about. I've probably purchased like 100 projects of goats and sheep and ducks and all that, chickens. But now this is my first water buffalo. And I was there while it was born, so that makes it extra special. And they don't name their animals, but I'm teaching them new things. And I call it Kerimati, which means my generous female buffalo. So anyway, once that buffalo in 2 years has a baby, I'm taking that from the poor woman that I'm giving the buffalo to, and we're going to invest it into another poor. So I'm hoping that that'll be a cycle. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm excited. I just wanted to share with you my next trip. It'll be in June. We're pulling 7 villages together, having a conference, and I'm going to teach them spiritual warfare. But this is what I'm titling it, is a victorious life in Jesus Christ through faith, peace, and boldness. Yeah, so, and I'm excited about that, because that's what they need right now. You know, they're getting hit hard on, you know, outward fire just hitting them so hard every day. And so they need that, you know, that strength. So. Yeah, thank you, Pastor.
Right. Now, wait. Listen. Now, many of us, I've heard the phrase, Sandy, over and over, Sandy's my hero. I want to be like her. So, but you just inject faith into us, and we appreciate your stories. But you're going to go in, when are you going again? I'm sorry. In June. And if people want to participate, obviously they can pray, but if they want to participate financially, would you mind that help?
That's fine.
Okay. How would they do that again?
It would run through my church. Just contact pastor, and then I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Because I run all the funding so that I'm out of paperwork,
yep.
You know, through my church.
Okay, great. And you can do that through New Life and Market for Sandy, and then we'll work with them
okay,
and get it
thanks.
Done. Great.
Okay.
Thanks for the great
thanks,
report.
Pastor.
Amen.